Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is Tariq joining you once more with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And since it is Vishal back on the pod, it is obviously Manchester United back on the pod.
Well, seems to be consistent, at least in one place.
But Vishal, so yeah, we are here to discuss Manchester United, their upcoming schedule.
Yep.
And of course a certain talisman they have got at the club.
Yep.
But we'll get all to all that later.
Yep.
Let's begin with the UEFA Europa League draw.
Yep.
Where United qualified for the quarterfinals and of course have drawn Anderlecht.
Yep.
Speaking of English teams taking on Belgian teams in the Europa League this year.
Oh man.
We all know what happened.
Hey man, I can't believe we are being compared to Spurs these days. But hey, they are above us in the table. But maybe Arsenal fans should look at the table too.
Okay, and speaking of the table, because that is where most of the action is going to be. United, clearly now the cup final is behind them.
Yep.
They've got the trophy.
Yep.
They're out of the FA Cup.
Yep.
Beaten by Chelsea 1-0 in the quarterfinal. So clearly the objectives are very simple. Champions League qualification.
Yep.
And of course
UEFA Cup.
Try to win the Europa League if that is the way you get to Champions League qualification, or you focus on the league and try to finish within top four and get Champions League qualification. So essentially what United are looking at is Champions League qualification.
Yes.
And they have to go through it, Vishal.
Yep.
Well, last year we discussed this.
Yep.
Fixture list from hell. We are back discussing this season again.
And it seems to be the fixture list just came out that United have guaranteed 8 games in the month of April. And out of which two of them is the Europa League. So, and one of the, and the Europa League and the rest of them being the league, which is the two clear points of focus, and both
and
of them can't be taken easily.
If you consider the last week of March, that's like 9 games in 30 days or something of that sort.
And here the tricky part of this 8 games is the fact that United have 2 games in hand, and those 2 games in hand are going to be played out in the month of April. And that means while other clubs do get an additional week of rest or a midweek off, United are going to be playing, are going to have a couple of weeks where they again play 2 to 3 games a week. So which again, which we're already seeing the effects of this week.
Yeah, which players have already picked up injuries. Even though they're no longer in the cup competitions, I mean one is over, the other they're out. Even though then they will not have European commitments in those weeks, but it will still feel like the same grind.
One, the sheer hellaciousness to prepare for something like this and stay fit, and because this is the time where you can't prepare for the muscle injuries and the tissue injuries happen, as in you saw Pogba and Blin pull up yesterday, and you saw Rojo calling out for food on the field because of exhaustion. So these are not signs of players not training hard. These are signs of players who are training hard and having to play intense games during the week, and that's United who have just finished about 12 games in about 10 days, which is almost 2 games a day, almost.
Well, like a game every other day.
Yeah.
Which is exceptional considering the intensity and the level at which they have to play.
Yep.
And speaking of fitness, intensity and levels and things like that, we have to talk about the talisman that you want to talk about for United, which of course is Zlatan. The one and only Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yep.
Who currently is making the case for being counted quite simply as you say Vishal, the world's greatest club footballer.
So this is a very interesting article that I stumbled upon in the Sportsweek magazine, calling Zlatan the question was if Zlatan is the world's greatest club footballer, and at the top of it looking at the career he's had, looking at the fact that he's won 32 trophies, it does look like he's one of the best players to ever turn up for clubs. So if you were to really look at his career, because if you look at Zlatan and his career progression, right, he started at Malmo, then moved to Ajax, and then moved to Juventus, the AC Milan's, the Inter Milan's, the Barcelona. So among this, the only super team that he really, really played for has to have to be Juventus and Barcelona. But the difference being, every team he went started winning as a result of building the team around Zlatan. So if you look at Malmo and if you look at Ajax, when Zlatan joined Ajax, the team was starting to be built around Ajax, and the fact that he led them to the championship, which immediately led to his move to and then if you look at his move to Juve, where they did have a great team, but they were struggling to win, and that's when they started winning again, because this man does command respect of opponents, this man does command attention on the field, and this man does deliver performances. And if you have clearly looked at him, he's progressed with age, he's gotten better with age. And the other day we were just speaking about how much better he's gotten with age. And if you again look at his success with AC and Inter Milan, this is when Juve just after Juve were relegated, and they were looking at who is going to be the next club. And he moved to Inter Milan. And you know, I think a lot of people talk about Zlatan and the lack of loyalty. I think the one thing that really needs to be brought out is Zlatan clearly loves the game and is not connected to a club.
So, you know, is the consumer professional in that sense?
Yeah, he treats it as a job. He definitely loves the game, he definitely loves what he does, but he's definitely not loyal to Malmo, he's definitely not loyal to Ajax. He looks at his next best paycheck, just like how we all look at his career. Look at our career. When we do focus on our paychecks, and that's exactly what he's done, because he's planning his future, he's a business. And I think this is something that I learned while following NBA, where Shaquille O'Neal famously came out and said that I am the business. And I am the asset, and I need to take care of me. And which means, if I need to move to another club and make more money, I will do it. Which means, if I need to take care of myself in a particular way, I will do it. And NBA, right? There is a very, very quantifiable way of measuring the greatest players of NBA, and it's simple. They do, putting skill aside, which Zlatan definitely has, they look at the number of championships you won and the number of playoff victories that you have, and which is why they cost, in spite of Michael Jordan on skill being the greatest NBA, possibly the greatest ever, they still say Bill Russell is the greatest NBA player, because he won 11 rings. And if you were to draw that parallel, Zlatan, other than the Champions League, has won it all. And 32 trophies for a player who's played pretty much about from the age of 19 to the age of 35, which is over 16 years, that's almost two trophies a year.
And so, even if you're thinking about, for example, that how do you quantify somebody's contribution to a trophy-winning squad, it could be possible that somebody just got lucky and, at the risk of alienating Chelsea fans, John Terry'd their way into the squad. But that's to do it so consistently over a period of time with such different teams,
exactly,
where his contribution has been important.
And his contribution has been immense. So if you look at Inter Milan's first league victory after a long time, it's Zlatan who scored the deciding goal. And even the bad season he had at Barcelona, he played only 29 games, but still scored 17 goals with a manager he would not speak to. And now if you look at his contribution at United, if not for Zlatan, United would not have won the League Cup. It's as simple as that, because he took three shots, scored two goals. It's efficiency and it's effectiveness that he's increased. And I think we can draw two parallels, right? Because there's a Wayne Rooney who's 31 years old and there's Zlatan who's 36 years old. Both of them started in and around the same age, in terms of both of them starting at the 16, 17 year old. And Wayne Rooney was a workhorse, probably one of the most talented players in Europe, but has slowly fizzled out simply because he did not take care of himself. Yeah, at the age of 30, he looks burnt out. Zlatan, at the age of 36, is scoring 25 goals in his first year in the Premier League, which is almost something like a Ruud van Nistelrooy has done. And these are players in their prime. So if you really look at this man, it's obvious that he's a student of the game. While he shows all the flair, the attitude, he spends time
deeply underneath, he's actually studying the game.
He's a complete student of the game, where he spends time and understanding what is English game. So if you look at Zlatan, he never runs too much. He does not run too much, but he occupies the right spaces. And he knows when he picks and chooses the runs he wants.
We have discussed it before when we were discussing our breakdown of the cup final. And we talked about how there was this one ball which Zlatan just let go because he realized he would not get to
it.
And the very next wave of attack, Zlatan was there to score.
And exactly, right? And now everybody is going to come back and counter us with a Lionel Messi and a Cristiano Ronaldo argument, which is a fair argument to have. But my question to you is why I still consider Ronaldo a better player than Messi, because Ronaldo has been in a similar situation where he was not part of a successful Manchester United team. He became part of a successful Manchester United team where it was a team that was being rebuilt, and then he became part of success. But how capable are these guys of running a of becoming the center of a club and being the only star at a club and delivering victories for a club? So, well, because Messi, like it or hate it, has had a great squad around him. And who knows what would have happened to Messi without a Xavi or an Iniesta. We don't know. We don't know.
And currently he has Neymar and Suarez. Yes.
Exactly. So there is always a star cast backing up a Messi or a Cristiano Ronaldo. As in, if you have the squad, anyone would look far greater than you already are. And I would still, from pure skill wise, definitely they have far more skill than a Zlatan Ibrahimovic. But overall contribution, overall success, they definitely have this on par with number of trophies won. But it's simply because it's such a tough question, but I think he has a very, very good case for the greatest club footballer.
And we do not usually...
Only drawback is the fact that he hasn't won in Europe.
So we do not usually make that case
on
our podcast, but this time we are trying to. Yeah. And speaking of winning in Europe, you never know, that might change.
If he sticks around at United, which doesn't look likely, honestly, to me.
But we will keep an eye on that and everything else that is happening in the world of football. In the meantime, let us know what you thought of this episode and of the podcast. You can find us on Audio Boom. Subscribe to us there on the channel Soccer Sense. Or you can find us on Pocket Cast, iTunes, any other podcast service that you use. We are there on Twitter at Sense Soccer. So holler at us. Let us know what you think of our episodes. And you can visit us on the website soccer-sense.madewithopinion.com. That's about it for this week. Vishal,
pray for United, guys, they need it.
This is Tariq signing off, along with Vishal. See you guys next week.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.